السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين. الله gives us توفيق to do whatever He allows us to do. We need Allah all the time. الحمد لله. الصحابي who we discuss an aspect of is known as, subhanAllah, the brother-in-law of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sister was wedded to Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's known to be a scribe of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On many occasions Allah's beloved called for him to write letters, to document verses of the Quran al-Kareem. And he's that sahabi who Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, this sahabi was pouring wudu for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's beloved looked at him repeatedly as he was performing wudu. And then Allah's Nabi said, when you rule in wulita amran, when it happens that you will rule for my ummah, be conscious of Allah and be just. That's when he says, I always expected one day to become the ruler because of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until Allah did test me with this task of khilafah. So he took it as an examination, a test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Islam permeated my heart when the mushrikeen barred the Muslims from entering into Makkah on the occasion of Hudaybiyah. They documented the treaty. Islam permeated my heart. This is none other than Hazrat Muawiyah. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, Sakhar bin Harb bin Umayyah bin Abd Shams bin Abd Manaf bin Qusay. He was tall, his face was bright, his smile was, brilliant, and he would put dye on his hair, his beard. He hails from the same family Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu hailed from. Let's look at Abd Manaf. Abd Manaf's children were Nawfal, Hashim, Abd Shams. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hailed from the progeny of Hashim, and Umayyah was the son of Abd Shams. Hashim's son was Abdul Muttalib. Abd Shams' son was Umayyah. Abdul Muttalib had 10 sons, amongst whom were Abu Talib, Abdullah, the father of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abbas, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhum. Umayyah's children were Harb and Abu al-As. Now Abu al-As's son was Affan and Hakam. Hazrat Uthman was the child, was the son of Affan. Now Abu al-As's brother was Harb. Harb's son was Abu Sufyan, whose son was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So he hails from the same family of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. And his forefather Abd Shams was the brother of Hashim, who in turn is the grandfather, the forefather, the great-grandfather of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, I was playing with my friends. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent me, go call Muawiyah, because Muawiyah used to write down the wahi. Irbad radiallahu anhu says, I heard the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of suhoor in Ramadan call the sahaba to partake of siri, and then I heard him in his dua say, O Allah, allim Muawiyah al-kitab wal-hisab waqihi al-adhab. Teach Muawiyah writing, literacy, the ability to write well, wal-hisab, to be able to calculate well, accounting, and Allah save him from the punishment. Imam Tirmidhi reports from Abdurrahman bin Abi Umayra radiallahu anhu, who says, I heard Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, O Allah, اجعله هاديا مهديا واهدي به. Make Muawiyah one who will guide others, and make him guided within himself, and guide people through him. Al-Dhahabi has an interesting report from Muhammad bin Shu'aib, who says that Marwan bin Janah narrated to us from Yunus bin Maysara that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam consulted with Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar concerning some matter. And they both responded that Allah and His Rasul know best, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Give me your opinion." And he then called Muawiyah and said to Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar, "Bring him into yours mashura. Let him be part and parcel. Let him witness and experience as well, because he is capable and he is honest. فَإِنَّهُ قَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ." Zahabi, in volume 3, page 127, has an interesting report from Abu Mushir. Until the report comes via Wahshi ibn Harb radiallahu anhu, who says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had Muawiyah radiallahu anhu riding behind him on the conveyance. So he was right behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah's beloved asked him, "What's touching me of you, O Muawiyah?" He said, "O Allah's Nabi, it's my belly." So his belly was touching the back of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him. Allahumma mabla'hu ilman. O Allah, fill his belly with knowledge. In Abu Mushir's report, O Allah, fill him with knowledge and with forbearance. And yes, Hazrat Muawiyah, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, was a man of forbearance. Subhanallah, Islam spread far and wide in his reign. He was the governor of the land of Sham, Dimashq, under Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. Then Hazrat Ali became the Khalifa, and Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu then became the Khalifa. The last 6 months, from Ramadan 40 Hijri till Rabi'ul Awwal 41 Hijri. Then Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu handed over Khilafa to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Hassan, who's the grandson of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of the best, when he handed over, yes, he wanted to save the Ummah from bloodshed, indeed. But he handed over to Hazrat Muawiyah knowing that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is capable. Hazrat Muawiyah is capable. And Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to this and prophesied this when he was in the masjid and Hazrat Hassan entered. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this child of mine is a true leader, that through whom Allah will bring together two great parts of my ummah, بَيْنَ فِئَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, of the Muslims. Allah will bring them together through Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. And yes, the agreement was, after Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, will Hazrat Hassan become the Khalifa. But it was Allah's will, in the year 49 or 50 Hijri, Hazrat Hassan passed on. So he passed and departed from this world before Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So yes, it was Allah's wisdom that Hazrat Muawiyah did continue with the Khilafah. And he passed it on to his son. The agreement was to hand it over to Hazrat Hassan, who passed on. Ibn Khaldun rahimahullah in his history writes, the reign of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, his dynasty and his life is actually connected to the reign of the Khulafa Rashideen, because he is just next to them in virtue, justice and companionship of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His reign extended from China in the east to the Atlantic in the west, from the Caucasus Mountains in the north to the jungles of Africa in the south. من الصين شرقا إلى المحيط الأطلنطي غربا ومن جبال القوقاس شمالا إلى أدغال إفريقيا جنوبا. Subhanallah, his forbearance. He would render these words. فما قتل السفاهة مثل حلم يعود به على الجهل الحليم فلا تسفه وإن ملئت غيظا على أحد فإن الفحش لوم ولا تقطع أخا لك عند ذنب فإن الذنب يغفره الكريم. He says nothing can remove foolishness like forbearance, that one who's forbearant will treat the ignorant one thereby. Do not be foolish and do not react in a foolish manner. even though you may be filled with rage, because vulgarity is a blemish, is a blunder. And do not break ties with a brother, a friend, due to a sin or a mistake one may commit. Because a sin is such a thing that a noble man, a generous man, a kind man forgives the mistakes of others.